Good morning. It's great to see you all here this morning. Thank you for being here. As a reminder, so you don't forget, I love you. I love you all. Why? Because I'm following Jesus and he loves us. He loves us all. I want to do what he wants me to do. Thanks, Brother Bob, for all the songs. You know, focused, each and every song that we sang this morning kind of ties in with the lesson this morning, Worthy Art Thou. And if you see me with a drink of water or a Kleenex, you'll understand how I'm feeling this morning. But anyways, I am joyous to be here to open God's Book of Love with us to think about Worthy Art Thou. So I ask us this morning, folks, what's worthy of our time? How do we judge what's worthy? Because we make those decisions every day. Is that what I'm going to spend to eat? Is that what I want to eat? Is that who I'm going to spend time with? Is that what I'm going to spend time doing in my life? What is worthy? You know? Now, as a teenager, okay, nothing an old person says is worthy. Okay? What mom and dad want you to do is not worthy. But if you think about that, folks, those types of understandings, it's the same thing with us and God. Do we as children, you know what, as I got a 19-year-old, so one more year and no more teenagers in my house. Woo-hoo! I'm just jesting. I have learned a ton by raising teenagers. It has been great for me as a parent, okay, because they have exposed my stereotypes sometimes. And they've exposed my shortcomings by relating and me being able to relate to, gee whiz, why would they say that to me? Why would they treat me that way? And then I turn around and say, I'm a child of the Most High God. I do the same thing to our Father in Heaven. It's been a great It's a great learning experience for me. Very humbling. But when we look back to what's worthy, folks, today we spend time and money. Our thoughts, our time, our money is what we desire is worthy of us, right? Some of us feel that Neiman Marcus is not worthy of our money. Some of us feel that Goodwill is very worthy of our money. As we talked about in Bible class this morning, we should make sure that we perceive what is worthy in our lives according to what Jesus says. And there's no better way to do that, folks, than to open his holy word, which is where the power is, which is where he wants us to turn to understand the way, the truth, and the life. And it is written in Hebrews in our scripture for today, the things that I have highlighted. And I ask us to continue to recognize these are things that we as children of God should be. And we should see them in each other. So, when I shook everybody's hand this morning as you were coming in the door, or I greeted you, if I got to greet you, the majority of you that I got to greet, did I look in your eyes and think, hey, there's a holy person? There's a partaker of the heavenly calling. I wonder if they're considering Jesus this morning. And folks, as we, as children of God, do we wake up in the morning and I use this again? I know Hannah don't like me using these same things again, but that's okay. I love her anyways. Look in the mirror. Do you see yourself as holy? Do you see yourself as a partaker of the heavenly calling? Or do you just see an old preacher like me? Or do you just see the Bible study person? Or do you just see somebody you hold in high esteem? Somebody you think is worthy. Maybe only the apostles and the disciples and the people that were able to see Jesus are worthy. But God's word says not so. Not so. We are worthy because of Jesus. And not until we place ourselves at his feet and recognize how worthy he is. This is how this lesson came to be for me this morning. Is to recognize how worthy Jesus is. For our attention, for our time, for our money, for our respect. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. So if we judge what's worthy in our lives by how we spend our time and how we spend our money and how we spend our thoughts, how much time do you spend with Jesus? How much time do you spend in his holy word? How much time do you spend in prayer? How much time, folks, do you spend serving others, reaching out to seek and save that which is lost? And I ask and plead with you this morning, if that touches your heart, make a change. Because he is worthy. The neat thing about Jesus in my life is I've recognized the things that are not worthy. First time I ever seen terrible sin. First time I heard about, I worked with a bunch of guys on the oil rigs when I got out of high school that were Vietnam vets. You know, hearing stories of what they had to experience. The worthiness of what they did for our country. You know, the veterans, the worthiness. Meeting people that have struggled with cancer for multiple years and never given up. Meeting people that have followed Jesus their whole life and never given up to the end. Instead of them going in the middle of the night, how many of us, when we want to die, just, you know what, just let me fall, let me die in my sleep. Wouldn't that be nice? But guess what, folks? How many of us have really known very few people, percentage-wise? We know some, okay? It's not the case. It's not the case. And when we recognize that Satan is tempting us, we need to kick him in the teeth. Now, I don't like to be kicked in the teeth. But let's kick Satan in the teeth. Because you know what he wants? He wants us to make our time more worthy to ourselves than to Jesus. He wants us to make our money more worthy to ourselves than to Jesus, to God our Father. He wants our thoughts to be more worthy to ourselves than they are to Jesus. I'm going to do it my way. You know, I've heard it a million times. My way or the highway, right? Jesus says, straight and narrow is the way. But I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let's look at some further passages that talk about worthiness and being worthy. And continuing on, after Jesus said, or after the Hebrew writer has written these things, for this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Continuing on in this passage, it is written, because, and this comes from Psalms 95. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. As in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Now this is obviously written way back in Psalms, by the psalmist, and repeated by the writer of Hebrews. But I ask this, folks, if we are considering Jesus as being worthy of our time and our attention and our efforts, we need to hear his voice. We need to harden not our hearts. Why? Because that's what happens when people go astray. They've hardened their hearts. They haven't just took a sabbatical. They haven't just taken a little reprieve from their faith. They haven't took a vacation from Jesus. They've hardened their heart. We have hardened our hearts. And we're rejecting his ways and we're telling him, you're not worthy. And folks, God's only going to put up with that for so long. We need to make sure he is worthy in our lives. We need to hear his voice. How many of us like to go to our boss and ask for a day off? Some of you have days off for the rest of your life. Okay, na-na-na-na, boo-boo. But for those of us that are still working, and those of us that haven't started working yet or are just starting to do that, hey, can I have a day off? Nah, not today. Hey, can I have a day off in a couple weeks? Nah, not then. Hey, I'd like to have a vacation next year for a week. Ah, not then. Harden your heart. Harden your heart. Folks, what hardens your heart? I got to tell you what hardens my heart. Somebody lying to me. That angers me, makes my heart hard. Okay? I don't want to be that way. Be angry and sin not. It is written. Right? I want to hear his voice and guide my steps and my thoughts. Because I want to be counted worthy. We're going to look at a passage that says that this morning in his holy word. And because he is worthy, above all things, above all things, he is worthy. God's holy word is worthy of our time, of our effort. Lucas and I, when we're racing sometimes, we are always making decisions in our lives. What's worthy, what's not? What's worthy of our time? So we have to decide whether we're going to put new tires on or we're going to put old tires on, or we use old tires. What's worthy? What's worthy of the time and the money we spend? Now, sometimes we don't run enough, so I said, oh, let's just run the new tires, Lucas. Maybe that'll help you a little bit. You need all the help you can get. He says, yeah, you're right, Dad. I'm just kidding a little bit. But last night, we got to take the race car out and enjoy some time, but we had to decide what's worthy of changing to make the car better. And it's the same way in our lives following Jesus. What's worthy of our time to make our lives better? To make us a better child of God. To make us better servant of the Most High God in the kingdom of heaven. We've got to make choices of what's worthy and what's not. And we should always go back to recognizing Jesus is most worthy of anything above what we could do. When we don't show up to Bible study, we're saying that God's word is not worthy of the time. When we don't show up to worship service, we're saying that you are not worthy, God, of my time, of my effort, of my focus. It's a hardened heart. You can make all excuses you want. But the reality is, it's a hardened heart. And you're telling God, and Jesus, you're not worthy of my time, of my effort, of my heart. Let us not let that mindset be in us. And in continuing Hebrews, it is written, this is the whole chapter of chapter 3 of Hebrews, beware, brethren, lest there be any in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, while it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion. For who having heard rebelled indeed? Was it not all who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? Now with whom he was angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? For we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. Folks, Beware. Beware of having an evil heart. Because it creates people to depart from the living God. You can't just have part of God. I'll use this example, folks. I decide, you know what? I want to share my marriage with my wife. I'm going to get married 2 more times. I need 3 wives. How do you think my wife is going to feel about that? Well, I may not wake up one morning, right? What an evil thing to think and to do. But beware, okay? Is that not the same thing we do? If I say she's not worthy enough to be my all in my marriage and I want something else, the same thing with our relationship with Christ. You're not my all, Jesus. I want to add something else. And the neat thing about it is my beautiful wife would say, here I am. I've always been here. I love you. Same thing Jesus says to us in our relationship. Here I am. I love you. I'm waiting for you. He is worthy. He is above all worthy, folks, of our time and our effort and our desire. If today you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. Folks, we're tempted by Satan just like they were back in the time that the Egyptians released them. And the Israelites were going to the promised land. Going to the promised land. Folks, we're going to the promised land. We've been promised eternal life. Psalms 18:3, it is written, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I was going to sing the song this morning, but you had another one in there that was just as good, Brother Bob. I will call upon the Lord. Folks, don't let a day go by this week without calling upon the Lord. Let him know that he is worthy of your time and of your effort and of your pleas and of our praise to him. Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Of all the stress that I have when I go to work in the morning, I'm thinking about things to do and what I haven't got done in the last week and what I need to do, and is there enough time in the day? And am I going to make somebody happy today? I'm not worried about that with my wife. I always make her happy. She's just, you know. I want to please my boss. I want to please who I work for. I want success during the day. But as I think about all those things, typically when I'm driving down 865, from 65 to 465. All them trees and the colors and the things God's made. And that's only a couple miles of the highway. There's millions and millions of miles of created beautiful things God has blessed us with. And it brings me peace and solace to remember just like this. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. You know what? God created this earth, obviously for his glory, but also for us to recognize his glory and enjoy it. To recognize he is worthy of our praise. Revelations 9 and 5, it is written, 5 and 9. See, Bob, I'm getting old, back and forth, you know. And they sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain. And have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue
and people and nation. Folks, these are focusing on God, the Father, and Jesus. And just in the last year, I've been a Christian for almost 30 years. Just in the last year, I recognized how precious Jesus is in my life. And to leave, I'll give you an example. Lucas is learning this a little bit, but most of us have, folks. The security when we were at home, not having to have a job, you know, meals, things are going well. Money, we don't even care about money. You know, 10-year-old, don't care about money. 5-year-old, don't care about money. Secure, safe and secure from all alarm. And as we get older and we get more mature, we're robbed of that. Jesus left the kingdom of heaven safe and secure from the Father to come down here. And he was the only one that obeyed God to be able to be the Lamb of God. Only. As good as Moses was, Abraham was, all the people of faith that are in God's holy word, as good as they all were, they weren't good enough to be the Lamb of God. Only Jesus. Only Jesus was able to say, I love you and I'll die for you. I'll die for all of you. And for us to recognize how worthy he is of our praise and adoration and our commitment to him, to serving him and following him, obeying him. Here's some words that John the Baptist said in Matthew 3:11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. When's the last time you carried your wife's sandals, DC? Guess what? I don't think I ever carried my wife's sandals either. But to understand that, okay, I think maybe back in them days, carrying somebody's sandals, you know, we call it maybe fill somebody's shoes or walk a mile in my shoes, maybe. John recognized the spot Jesus needed to be in his life. John was a child of the Most High God. John helped a lot of people. John had the power to be able to convince people to repent of their sins. He was the forerunner. He followed what Jesus and Father in heaven had him to do. But he recognized Jesus was far above that. Jesus was worthy. And no matter what we do and our accomplishments in our life and how much we've done, seen, or will do, we need to continue to recognize, just like John the Baptist, we're still not worthy to carry his sandals. That's how great Jesus is in our lives. Jesus, these are some hard sayings of Jesus to me, folks. I'll be honest with you, it's tough. But these are red letter words, so these are the words of Jesus, who is most worthy of our consideration and attention. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. I'm not going to expound on that, folks. The words of Jesus are pretty convicting. He also said in the next verse, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Continue on in Matthew, but in chapter 22 and verse 8, then he said to his servants, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. Obviously, Jesus is telling a parable and a story about how the Jews are rejecting him. And he's opening up the kingdom of heaven to those people that consider him worthy and will follow him. In Luke 15, 19, Jesus says, "I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your hired servants." And the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son." He's talking about the parable of the prodigal son. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but this I can fit some times in my life, so I fit right in there. But the neat thing about this story is this is not the end. This is just a part of the story, just like in our lives. And there's times in my life, I guarantee you, I'm 55, and if I live to be another year, 20 years, there's times in my life and I'm going to feel not worthy. And I need to look unto Jesus and his promises and his words to uplift me, and to each other to uplift ourselves and to uplift each other. We are worthy just because we're faithful. Because the promises of God tell us that. Promises of God are written in Ephesians 1, 4 and 1. "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you are called." Now, that doesn't mean this walk is wrong, or this walk is wrong, or this walk is wrong. Okay? See? It's not the walk they're talking about. But that's how we judge one another. What you wearing, what you doing, we talked about that in Bible class this morning. Walk worthy of the calling. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Make sure he's first in your life. Philippians 1:27 is written, "Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel." Walk worthy of the gospel of Christ. Walk worthy of the good news. Walk worthy of the words of Jesus. Colossians 1:10 is written, "That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." Increasing in the knowledge. Good work. Good work. I'm going to tell people I love them and smile. Increasing in the knowledge of God, folks. Opening his word, okay, is the start, the continuation, and the end of increasing your knowledge in God. His holy word. That's where the power is. "That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him." As I mentioned earlier, I like to go to work. I like to have a good day, a successful day, which means, one, I please my Father in heaven. Two, I please my boss, which means my checks are going to keep coming. Okay? Folks, there's nothing wrong with wanting to do the right thing and please people. That's a good thing. There's been times in my life I didn't want to please anybody else. I just want to please the numero el uno. And guess how rewarding that is for about that long. But if I please my wife, if I please my children or my grandchildren or my brothers and sisters in Christ, that reward goes on and on and on and on and on. And we do that by walking worthy, pleasing God, pleasing Jesus, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:12, it is written, "That you should walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory." And in closing this morning, our last passage, folks, and the lesson is yours. Mine too, because I'll take it. Luke 21:36 says, "Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Jesus, who is worthy. Folks, I pray this week that you will watch and pray. I pray that you will recognize who is the Most High God and His Son and our Savior, who is most worthy. Worthy art thou. And I pray that you follow Him in your thoughts and in your time and in what you have planned for this week. If you have not become a child of God by obeying Jesus, counted Him worthy, we offer that invitation. This morning, be baptized into Christ, have your sins washed away. If you need to pray as a congregation, we pray and offer that invitation. If you want to make something right in your heart between you and God now, there's no better time. And that's a neat thing about the Savior. He's ready and willing always. We offer that invitation now as we stand and sing a selected hymn.